if you rub the toothpaste on your nipples, you'll get really high in about 30 minutes.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base arms belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most endangered podcast. There's only two of us left. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Good. Saw The Hobbit yesterday. IMAX 3D.
Oh, yeah?
Good. It was good.
That's nice. Enjoy. That's real nice. What else did you do this week?
Oh, I was sick for a little bit.
You were sick for a little bit?
Wednesday through Friday.
That sucks.
Yeah,
I've been coughing for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
So.
You got the cough.
I hate fucking, damn it, I hate getting a cough when I get sick, because a cough lingers for like 2 months.
Yeah. I bought like $60 worth of Rock Band DLC yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Ended up being like 20 songs. It was nice.
Well, that's cool.
How was your week? How's work?
Oh, fucking busy. Holy shit.
I saw your Facebook thing about the register.
Yeah, oh my god. We had a line of like 9 people and the register goes down. I fixed it though.
Oh, that's
I've ran into this problem before with this register. I fixed it.
Good.
But at first I was like, oh fuck. Yeah. And it was the one that's right in front of the door too.
Oh, so that's the immediate one.
So yeah, that's the one everybody goes to. So
and then you're standing there fixing it and people come up, they're like, you're like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, she can help you down in the second register, and they're like, oh, okay, and my register went down. Most people, actually pretty much everybody was like, they understood. You know, I was like, yeah, great time here for this to go down. And people are like, oh, that sucks.
I had one lady at Panera one time. I was typing in an order, and she comes up, and I'm like, oh, I'm typing in an order. She can help you down there. And she's like, well, I never, and like slammed her purse and then scooted down. I was
really?
Like, what the fuck, bitch?
Register being used.
Yeah.
Huh. But luckily, I think I should only have 3 really busy days left.
Really?
I think Monday's usually, this Monday's like our busiest
day of the year. This is technically the week before Christmas.
It is. Yeah, it's the week before Christmas. So like the 17th is going to be pretty busy because that's kind of, we're getting down there to where you can actually ship something out and get there on time.
What's the least, or what's the cutoff day, I guess?
There's, for UPS Ground, there's not really a cutoff day because it kind of depends on where it's going. But since we're in the middle of the country, the longest in transit time is 5 days. So if you're sending something to California or something, I would say Monday.
Monday, people.
But then again, you know, if you're sending something from here to Colorado, the final day would be Thursday. So, but yeah, it's once we get down to the 19th, 20th, 21st, when people have to go air, either they're not going to want to do it or they're going to send it ground, or most people by then will have already shipped their stuff out. But I think it's going to be pretty butt-fucking busy, 17th, 18th, and maybe the 19th. Well, it's okay. I scheduled everybody. All hands on deck.
Woo! This is happening.
So, yeah.
You should bring them donuts. That'd be nice.
The owners have been buying us lunch
pretty much
every day. So nice. Yeah. Yeah, that is nice. And they take us out for dinner after the holiday season.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, it's real nice. So, I helped Leaper move a pool table today.
All right. Oh, it was today?
Yeah, it was today. Right. Yeah, that's why some of my stories aren't highlighted. I just got back at 4:30 and stories. And so Leaper wants to move this pool table, and I'm like, "Okay, how heavy is this pool table?" He's like, "Well, you know, I've been looking online. They say the top part's probably roughly 200 pounds." And I'm like, "Well, I guess, you know, that's not terrible with 2 people. It'll be tough, but you know."
Was it just you and him?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, okay, it'll be tough. I'm like, but Leaper, and I've helped Leaper move a lot. I mean, he owes me a lot, but there's been some really tough things that we've had to move. To his first apartment, moving a couch, it literally didn't fit in the door pretty much any way except straight up and down. But even then, it kind of caught the threshold. So seriously, Tyler 2's backed up and into like the the grass area behind his apartment and seriously ran and shoulder blocked that thing into the apartment. And then there was another time, same couch actually, same fucking couch, moving it from that apartment to a new apartment. We put it in the back of a truck he borrowed from his dealership, and we didn't have anything to keep this in there with except belts and ties. And I don't mean like tie downs. I mean literal neckties.
Oh my god!
And so we tie these belts and ties on the back of this couch, and people are like way behind us on the road because this thing is like it was secure though. It was really secure. We got it there.
You got MacGyvered that couch.
Yeah. What was funny is to get that couch into his to that second apartment, we had to actually go around behind the apartments and push it over the fence into the back door, which was much bigger.
Jesus.
So yeah, there's that. And what's really cool about hoping Leap remove, though, honestly, is like today we just drove up to his dealership. There's nobody there because they're closed on Sunday. And he's like, how about that one? You just get to pick a truck.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Cool.
And I mean, he, of course, let him know, hey, I'm going to borrow a truck on Sunday. But it's really like literally there's all these cars to choose from. He's like, let's get that one.
Nice.
Anyway, so we go down, it's like 40th and Arbor to get this.
How much was it?
Oh gosh, it was like it was like 250.
Oh, that's
I mean, it's nothing elegant, but it's a good pool table. It's not really anything elegant, and it wasn't even his really.
Oh.
The previous owner of his house apparently never paid the landlord rent or anything for the house, so like he skipped town. He's been gone for a couple years, I guess. And so he's just selling all this stuff.
Nice.
So we get there, and there's this pool table. And we're like, all right, you know, that's not a bad pool table. The balls were very old. But the good thing Leaper bought new balls. So here's the funniest part. Is like, I'm like, okay, this is going to be heavy. But I didn't expect it to be how heavy it was. It was... We get three people. It's me, Leaper, and the guy that's selling it. And we're like, all right, guys, one, two, and it goes nowhere. Oh, fuck. So we're like, we really got to give this fucking everything we got. So we're like, all right, guys, here we go. Finally, we get it up off the stand. And we're seriously like inching towards the truck. And we lean it up against the tailgate. And this was actually kind of an easy part. But once we got it to the tailgate, we just kind of pushed down and forward and kind of angled it into the bed. And then we put the stand, which is the lightest thing ever. I don't know how it holds this pool table, but we put the stand on top of the pool table. But we didn't have any tie downs or anything. So we're like, as we're leaving, we're like, we should probably call somebody and see if they can meet us at your apartment. So he calls Austin, because Austin lives pretty close. And so Austin's like, yeah, I'll meet you guys there. And Leaper's like, I'm like, are you going to take the interstate back? And he's like, I don't think so. And I'm like, yeah, you probably shouldn't.
Where's his new apartment at?
90th and Maple.
Oh, okay.
And so we're like, yeah, I don't think you should take the interstate back. So we're going up. There's a lot of hills between 40th and Arbor, 90th and Maple.
Yeah.
And seriously, there's times where he's going up the hill and I'm just looking back at the stand. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, I'm like, this is even worse than the couch we tied down with the belts. It didn't move, though. It didn't move at all, which was good. And there were times I fucked with them, and I look back at them, I'm like, oh, it's gone. I'm like, I don't know when we lost it, but we lost it. And so we get back to his apartment. Austin comes, and he's like, oh, guys, I brought a furniture dolly. I'm like, oh, yes, you know, awesome. It wasn't a furniture dolly. It was just this plank with wheels on it, you know. And I'm like, okay, well, thank you, but we didn't use it. So we get it out of the truck. It's basically leaned up against the tailgate again. And then the thing is, it lands flush with the ground.
Oh.
So you can't just pick it up and then put it on the ground, because you're not going to get under it.
Yeah.
There's no way. So we're like, what the fuck? I'm like, it can't lay flat no matter what. It can't lay flat.
Yeah.
So we have to do this without ever laying it flat. And it's extremely heavy, like I said. So you're not even going to lay it flat without either dropping it or breaking your fingers.
Oh.
So we end up, they didn't like this idea at first, but I was like, what if we just stand it straight up and then pivot it down onto its side? And eventually we stand it straight up, and I'm standing behind it, seriously, like holding it with everything I got. Oh, like, all right, pivot it down. They pivot it down, and we were able to then pivot it like 90 degrees so it could go through the door. And then
did he live on the ground floor?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
We had to get it up a step.
Oh.
So we got up the step, and then we had to get it over the threshold of the door. And then we were able to slide it, and it was just barely the angle. We had to angle a little bit, but just barely was able to get it straight into Leaper's apartment. Ooh. Without doing anything.
Does it take up a lot of room in it?
It does take up quite a bit of room, and he has probably just enough room for that thing to play normal. But it looks like it's going to work. But oh my God, it was so fucking heavy. I was amazed. Like,
and you had to do this in snow and shit.
Yeah,
too.
We had to do this in snow. That was the worst part, because when we're trying to pick this thing up or push it from the truck to the door, there's like a little walkway area there that's concrete, but then the rest is wet grass. And I'm like, if anyone slips, this thing's going, because it's taken all three of us to really hold this thing up and push it. So if someone stopped pushing it or holding it, it's going, because two of us aren't gonna do it. Ooh. Yeah, I really thought, I'm like, either we're gonna break something, someone's gonna get hurt, but we got it in there without incident.
Well, that's good.
It was tough. It was hard as shit, but we got it in there.
Man business.
Yeah, and then Leaper gave me a shot of Crown Royal for it.
Oh, hey.
He bought me lunch too.
One shot, two. Just one shot.
One shot. But I told him, I was like, because he's getting an arcade cabinet on Tuesday. Street Fighter versus X-Men.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, what are you doing Saturday? Maybe we should hang out at your place.
Yeah, play pool.
I'm like, you have a pool table and an arcade machine. Let's hang out.
So. Nice.
But yeah, it was just so funny how like, all right, it's going to be heavy. Oh, no. Yeah, worst day to do it. The day it snows.
Yeah. I love how Nebraska goes full retard when it snows.
Yeah. This happened last year.
Or just, I love the amount of Facebook posts like, oh my God, it's snowing. It's winter.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
Yeah. But I'm making a prediction. This week, I will tear my calf muscle on my left leg.
Why?
Dude, it is stiff as hell. I need to loosen it up or something, but I think it's a combination of, one, the fucking pool table. Two, all the... Your stomach?
Yeah,
angry?
My stomach. No, I just
you
ate.
You want something to eat?
No, I just ate.
Damn. And the combination of just fucking a lot of shit to move at work, you know, a lot of boxes. But for some reason, if I stand up, my foot's flat on the ground, it's like a fucking cable that you're like holding as hard as you can. It's like, it's tense, dude.
Dude, soak that in some hot water and Epsom salt.
I have some Epsom salt.
Yeah. Dude, it's hot water, really hot water and Epsom salt. That should relax it.
Oh, good. I need that. Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, it feels like I'm like... One wrong move or one heavy box, and this thing's snapping.
You don't want to do that, man. You're going to be out for so long.
I know. Another funny thing is when we were trying to tilt it back up onto the stand, it was leaning on the stand. You know, I tried to get low, and of course, you know, lift with your knees.
Yeah.
But I had to get really low, and I was like, let me test this first. And I went to pull it up, and I'm like, that is a fucking hernia waiting to happen. I was like, nope, that's not happening. I'm sorry.
That's bananas. Yeah, dude, pool tables aren't fucking heavy.
Yeah, and it was just like...
Or aren't fucking light.
Yeah, and he was like, okay, you know, it's heavy. I'm like, all right, you know, I get it's gonna be heavy, but holy shit, was that heavy.
I'm trying to think. The heaviest thing I've ever had to move... Oh, my God. Wednesday, you know, my basement, that fucking 55-inch beast?
Yeah.
We have to move that from our house, 185th and Harrison, to... My sister, who lives on like 40th and Grover. Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be, and my dad can't really do any heavy lifting because he's getting like vein surgery tomorrow. So it's going to be basically me and my like really old uncle moving this.
Well, if you need some help, I can't because my calf will probably tear. So.
Oh, God. And we have to get it up the hill in my backyard and then down the hill in my, yeah.
God. Andy, that's going to suck. Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing at 4 on Wednesday? I don't think anything. All right, you're moving the TV.
Are you guys getting a TV down there?
We already got it. We both bought.
Oh, was it that? Yeah,
yeah, the 55. Okay.
I was like, when the hell is your sister getting that TV? But yeah, you got to replace one. All right. Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, so.
Eventful.
That was eventful. I actually kind of, I don't really do anything on Sunday, so that was kind of fun. Usually my Sundays are laundry.
This is the first Sunday I haven't worked.
Nice.
I took it off because I wanted to go see a play.
No, so. Oh yeah, she posted that on Facebook. Guess where I am?
Beauty and
I said the
Beast.
Titanic. All right, you want to get into gaming news? We've already talked for about 15 minutes.
It's a good segment.
Yeah, it was a good segment.
You mean you talked for 15 minutes?
Well, no. I had a good story.
Let's do this.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo.
You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
All right, we got some Grand Theft Auto news.
Da-da-da!
Rockstar North lead Leslie Benzies. Ah, that's cute. Had something to say. She said, of course, at some point, we would like to have one big world containing all of our cities and let the player fly between and revisit their favorite areas.
Whoa. I bet that's going to be like a next-gen thing.
Yeah, in that context, reimagining Vice City would be very interesting.
An updated Vice City?
When Vice City possibly returning as a future setting was mentioned, he said this, it's always a possibility. There are a few references to the city in our next-gen GTA. So it is part of an HD universe, and it is certainly somewhere where we would love to revisit. However, Vice City, perhaps more than any other GTA game, was as much about the era as the setting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miami in the 1980s is so iconic, it would feel strange to revisit that city in a different time period.
Yeah. That made it was the 80s, though.
Yeah.
I loved Vice. I think that's my favorite Grand Theft Auto.
Is that, you know, I briefly played Vice City at a friend's
house.
Dude,
you can get Vice City for your phone.
Really?
They just released Vice City on mobile.
Is it on Steam? Probably not.
No.
Well,
I don't know.
Actually, I think it is. I think when I went to buy GTA 3, I saw Vice City was on there. Yeah. Oh, maybe I would give it a shot. Have you ever had so many video games to play you don't play any of them?
Yeah,
I've had that problem.
Because you don't
know which one to play.
Which one to play.
It's
like, fuck it.
Right now, I've got freaking Final Fantasy X. I've got Left 4 Dead, which I bought really cheap on Steam. So I was like, oh, shit, I'll get back into Left 4 Dead. So I got that, Limbo, Castle Crashers, Halo, and I bought Democracy 2 today.
Oh, man.
So I'm sitting there with like 7 games to play, and I don't know which one to fucking play. And there's other games I want to get, too. I want to, for my PS2 emulator, I want to get Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, God.
Tony Hawk's Underground, SSX Tricky. I'm sitting here like, fuck it, I don't know which one to play. So I just end up playing none of them.
That's, yeah. I finally got back into Assassin's Creed 3.
Nice.
I just did the Boston Tea Party.
Ooh. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. All right, the announcement isn't official yet, Andy, but Microsoft will be holding the Countdown to 2013 sale on Xbox Live Arcade from December 18th to December 31st.
Dude, I'm really excited for Steam's holiday sale.
Oh my God.
Are you ready for a miracle? That was last year, wasn't that?
Yes. I hope my credit card doesn't get shut down again.
Yeah. Sony's already doing their holiday sales. There's nothing great. I just got Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade for free on the PlayStation Network. That thing was like 18 gigs.
Wow. What was that demo you downloaded that you had to get an update for?
All right, I figured out what it was. What the PlayStation Network does, I don't know if Xbox does this, but you'll download the full game, and then to like unlock it, you just have to download like a 6 kilobyte key that unlocks the whole game. So it was basically an update to the actual game that it downloaded.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I first started, I downloaded the Battle for Middle Earth or something demo. And I go to play it, and I'm like, I'll give this a try. And it fucking updated, and it was huge. I was like, this is bullshit.
That's funny. But the Xbox Live Arcade games that will be on sale are Frogger Hyper Arcade Edition, Joe Danger 2, Zuma's Revenge, an actual good game, The Simpsons Arcade Game, Wrecketeer, Plants vs. Zombies, Peggle, Peggle Knights Content Pack, Fire Pro Wrestling, Sonic 4 Episode 2, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Raw, A World of Keflings, and 2 more World of Keflings, I guess, like expansions, Sugar Spice and Not So Nice, and It Came From Outer Space, Jet Set Radio, and Kinect Party. Also, Avatar accessories will be on sale. Air Force Flight Helmet, Army Humvee, T-Rex, Triceratops, Husky, Golden Retriever, Abominable Snowman, and a sports car. And
cool.
The daily deals, you guys are going to have to find those on your own, because I'm not reading all that shit. But there's a lot of stuff.
A lot of shenanigans.
All right, I found a website today on ScrewAttack.com. I found a link to a site called WhatIsThQWorth.com.
Oh, sweet.
And basically, you click a button, and it tells you the equivalent of THQ in some other form. Like, right here, Team Fortress 2, or THQ is worth roughly 750,000 Team Fortress 2 hats.
Click it again.
Okay. 333,951 copies of Minecraft.
Except it says copes.
It does say copes. 18,000 bulletproof vests. THQ is also worth 11,264 Les Paul's guitars.
Hey, not bad.
Less than one Hubble telescope.
Oh.
60 wave pools.
Yeah!
Oh, God. 1.8 million Princess Diana Beanie Baby Bears.
Those must be worth something, then.
1.5 million pantyhose.
All right. Do two more.
Less than one lifetime sales of Limbo on Xbox 360.
Oh, shit.
So Limbo has made more money off of the sales of their game than THQ is worth.
Ooh, poor THQ.
112,000 unsold U-Draw tablets. You want to do one more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay. 1.5 million mood rings.
That's great. Dude, poor THQ.
You know what? THQ just gave away a bunch of games, didn't they?
Yeah,
they had
the Metro.
Yeah, they did
but
that.
But they just released the new Metro, too.
Yeah, so it's like, that's crazy.
I don't know. THQ's always been around. It'll be sad if they go out.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of companies have been going by the wayside.
I don't know. Things are just getting too expensive.
All right, so the Xbox and the PS4 got new code names.
I saw that. Oh, wait, did I email you that?
You know what? I forgot to check the email.
Oh, all right, that's cool. Yeah,
so
I saw that.
You may have.
They're just as dumb names.
Yeah, the Xbox is the Kryptos.
Yeah.
That's neat, I guess. And the PS4's new code name is Thebes.
Which, isn't that Egyptian?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a city.
Yeah.
What did you send me? Okay, you sent me the code names. All right. Perfect for our podcast. Oh, God, Andy. Awesome. The 40 most insane things that happened in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to do that.
Yeah,
oh, geez.
Maybe do like 10 a week till or whatever, break it up till the end of the year. Do like
yeah, we can do that. How many episodes do we have before the end of the year?
You have the calendar.
Yeah, we got this episode. We got three counting this episode.
All right, so if we could do like 15 maybe this episode.
Yeah, we'll do 15 this episode, and we'll break them down.
All right.
Okay, so, awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I thought about would be a good name for the Xbox? And I don't know if it's kind of plain, but how about like just the Xbox Alpha or something like that?
I don't know.
But the reason I thought is like, you know, Alpha in pretty much any other walk of life means like top.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the Alpha male or something like that.
I bet they're
like
just going to call it the Xbox.
The new Xbox.
Yeah.
But in the gaming community, Alpha's like
pre-built.
Yeah. So
not ready.
Yeah, I don't know if that would fly on the Xbox or something like that. You know, I guess call it the Xbox Omega.
The Xbox Taint.
Well, in the next update, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 will be getting its theater mode back.
I didn't even know it was gone.
Yep, Treyarch's David Vondenhaar recently confirmed the return of the game on the game's official forums. He said, films currently remain offline and will be enabled again when the upcoming game update is released. So, remember to save all those 360 no-scopes.
Dude, there's some great GIFs I've seen. It's like Call of Duty Black Ops, and it's like one of the perk missiles coming down, and some guy just no-scopes it and blows the missile up. They're like, Call of Duty.
I saw this really funny thing about Call of Duty Black Ops 2 where this guy, he's streaming it, so there's the game, and then there's his webcam up in the corner, and he spawns, looks up, and a missile kills him, and he just looks at the camera like, You see?
Call of Duty. Yeah, it's in the closet now. I got the prestige. I'm done.
When's it coming out of the closet?
I don't know. I don't buy map packs because $15 for like four maps is not worth it.
Oh, I just bought the Halo map pack. It was $10 for three maps.
That's not bad. Like $10, I'm fine. But I'm like $15. I want more content than just.
I should have bought the pass. I don't know why I didn't fucking buy the pass because I'm going to buy all the maps. It's gonna save me, I guess, $10 down the road. But they had a problem with that at first. Is a lot of people were getting it for free.
Yeah. I remember reading about that. But games that I know that I'm going to play a long time, I always get the season pass for. Guild Wars. Or not Guild Wars. Borderlands. Uncharted I did. Dude, Uncharted's was like weekly that they were updating stuff. Oh, wow. It was crazy. I would like log in and forget about it, or mm-hmm. I wouldn't log in for a couple weeks, and then I'd have like 500 megabytes of stuff to download.
Wow. All right, Andy, that's going to do it for gaming news. Let's go into technology.
One. Not a big one.
Yeah, no, not a big one. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Ha! Boom!
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. Whoa. This is technology news.
Speaking of high fives, I was playing Marvel Heroescape last night with Austin, Stefan, and Leaper, and Leaper and I were on a team, which I wanted Stefan and I to be on a team because we're undefeated, but he wanted us split up because we weren't sure Leaper really knew how to play quite yet, but apparently he does. But we would high five every time we killed one of their characters because we were trying to get in their head a little bit and rustle them and get them mad, but it didn't work. They beat us.
Oh.
It was a close fucking game, too. The problem I had was I got a lot of really strong characters, and then I got Sentinel Mark III, which is really strong. And I was like, I'm going to send all these guys out, do as much damage as I can, and then I'm going to send Sentinel out. Well, I sent all my guys out. Like, I had Punisher, Vision, Thor, Loki.
Ooh, Thor's going to be
good. I didn't do a fucking thing with them. They all died. And then I sent Sentinel out, and I cleared house with Sentinel. I killed almost all of Austin's guys. I killed, like, three of Stefan's guys. Leaper got the rest of Stefan's, and then finally Sentinel. Was taken down. I knew that was going to happen. I'm like, Sentinel's really good, but like, there's going to be a point where he's going to get overpowered, and I was just disappointed. But yeah, every time I killed someone, it turned Leaper. We'd be like, ah, yeah, we'd high five. It didn't work, though. They didn't get mad.
Oh.
All right, so we're going to start off with, oh, God, I haven't done this in a long time.
Oh,
God, where is that button anymore? Okay, we're going to start off with Anonymous.
What do you do now?
Actually, they're doing something pretty hilarious.
Oh, all right.
The Westboro Baptist Church is going to picket good. The Sandy Hook funeral in God. What was the city in Connecticut? Sandy Hook was the elementary, right?
Yeah.
Newtown.
Why the fuck are they gonna picket that?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. They do things.
All right.
Anonymous has published a list of Westboro Baptist Church members along with plenty of personal information such as home addresses, emails, and phone numbers.
Good.
On the more legal side of this debate, they're actually petitioning to legally recognize the Westboro Baptist Church as a hate group.
Oh, hey. That'd be cool.
So that's pretty interesting. Another one I found really funny is I watched it briefly, but there was this internet radio show, and they were interviewing Shirley Phelps Roper from the Westboro Baptist Church and just some guy from Anonymous. And what was really funny, I guess it's hard to say some guy from Anonymous. I guess he was speaking on behalf of.
Right.
And what was really funny is on the Skype, you can see Shirley Phelps Roper's face, and the guy from Anonymous, he just had a picture. And it was like Abraham Lincoln fighting a shark with a lightsaber. But Westboro Baptist Church has been talking about how there's no way that they can hack, that Anonymous can hack their website. And at first, Anonymous was like, there was some deal with the fact that they set up something to capture IPs. So they challenged people trying to get them to do that, and then they were going to sue them.
Got it.
But as they were debating about it on air, Anonymous hacked their website and replaced it with the Anonymous logo. And he's like, you say we can never hack your website. She's like, you will never hack our website. And he's like, we just did. He's like, it happened right now.
What was her reaction to it?
Oh, she was just, hey, man, dude, Westboro Baptist Church just trolls like crazy. She was just laughing, going, you'll never shut us up. You'll never shut us up.
Dude, they're fucking evil people.
They are. Oh, my God.
I have a documentary. I haven't watched it yet, but it's sitting on my desktop. It's called, like, The Worst Family in America, and it's about Westboro.
Oh, God.
Two big night when I need some rage, I guess.
Yeah, two big groups of trolls go head-to-head. Anonymous, Westboro's Baptist Church. Whoever wins, we lose.
I'd rather Anonymous win.
Would much rather Anonymous
because they actually do some good things now.
Yeah, Westboro Baptist Church just doesn't – they don't have anything going for them.
They're just mean. Yeah. They're meanies.
Andy, have you noticed a change in commercials?
Because the volume went down. I don't watch TV, actually.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of TV either, besides from football. Football!
Football!
But FCC has now enacted a ban on unbearably loud television
Which
ads.
I totally forgot that passed last year.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this doesn't extend to things like YouTube or Hulu or Netflix.
No. Well, that's because it's the internet.
Yeah, but
nonetheless.
There are some loud fucking ads on Hulu.
Because, dude, oh my God, my grandparents will be watching TV, and they're harder of hearing.
Yeah.
And they'll have the TV up, and then when a commercial comes on, I'm just like, what the fuck, Grandpa?
And this one guy in the comment section of Gizmodo is like, 2 weeks ago, a commercial came on Fox, and I jumped. I burned my hand on the top of the stove. It's like, okay, you're just a fucking klutz, man. It's like...
That every time someone burns their hand on a stove, I think of the Simpsons when they were making fun of reality TV, hand on stove. It's like, who can keep their hand on the stove the longest?
I'm surprised we haven't talked about this yet. It kind of keeps slipping my mind, but John McAfee has been...
That dude's fucking crazy.
He's fucking all... Yeah, he's fucking crazy. He's currently being, I guess, investigated for...
Murder.
Oh, yeah, murder and drug trafficking. In Belize.
The man that protected your computer.
With his shitty program.
Yeah, McAfee was never the best.
No, it wasn't. He had something to say about bath salts, though.
Really?
Yeah. He says, quote, bath salts are used by people that don't have a lot of money in order to get a high in a way that makes you want to eat people's faces. If I decided to start doing drugs again, I have the resources to do good drugs.
Cocaine.
It's just...
Dude, that man's fucking weird. Crazy.
He's so crazy. I looked up his Wikipedia. Apparently, he's written several books about yoga.
Oh.
He says hackers see it as a badge of honor to hack him. So, for his own security, he has other people buy his computer equipment, uses pseudonyms for setting up computers and logging in, and changes his IP address several times a day.
That just sounds like... Conspiracy man.
Also in 2012, when asked if he personally uses McAfee antivirus, he replied by saying, I take it off. It's too annoying.
Oh, that's good shit. I like Microsoft Security Essentials.
Me
that's
too.
What I use.
That's what I use too.
It is a good... Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it works just fine.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah, and Microsoft, and I figured, I was like, they make their OS. They know
they know what's up.
Yeah, they know what the best to do with it.
All right.
Let me interrupt you really quick.
Yeah,
I finally got around to playing with Windows 8 a little bit. I got like good like half an hour playtime.
Uh-huh.
There's no goddamn start button on the desktop. I totally spaced off that they removed the start button. So I'm like, all right, I'll get rid of this shit. It's cool. Would never, ever use that Metro interface ever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's neat. But yeah, I went to the desktop, and I went to go, oh, no. No.
So where the fuck do you go to get your
You got to use Metro. Yeah, it's really fucking dumb, man.
Well, Andy, if you're ever angry then, maybe you can use this new Sriracha Limp Balm.
Ooh. Ooh. why is this in technology?
I just found it on Gizmodo, it's here. Yeah. It says it's like making out with some tasty napalm. And it's just $4 from the oatmeal shop.
Huh.
So.
You know who would like that? Sam Hauser and his sriracha tattoo.
We should get him that.
Oh, we should. How do we find Sam Hauser, though?
And lube. I know where he works.
Do you? Oh, yeah. It's that Jimmy John's.
Yeah, I think he still works there. He's every time I go there, he talks about it. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm almost out of here, though. But
that man's had more jobs than you.
Yeah, and that's saying something.
Was it last year or 2 years ago? You've been working a while now at the UPS store.
Yeah, I've been there about a year and 3 months.
So yeah, it was like 2 years ago then that you were.
Yeah. All right. The U.S. refused to sign the new UN Internet Treaty. The U.S. along with Canada and UK, yes.
Okay.
But was Gizmodo saying... Basically, it didn't really matter. I mean, he said, basically, this was just a preliminary thing. And he's like, so what's going to happen if everyone did sign it? Nothing, you know, because right here, this is there's 900 proposals on the table. Will require a consensus, which means more than a majority vote. And he said, good luck getting 193 countries to agree on something that has to do with freedom of speech, money, regulation, and American imperialism.
Dude, if it's got money right there, then...
So it's like all four of those things. He's like, you're going to get 193 countries to agree on that.
Yeah.
But pretty much stopping this bill dead in its tracks. So.
Good.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I guess Canada has like kind of shitty internet.
They put caps on it recently, a couple years ago or something. And it's.
I mean, they got badass healthcare, but
yeah, they got.
If you want internet,
mm-hmm.
no bueno.
Yeah. All right, Andy, that'll do it for technology news.
All right, on the real news.
Time for the main event.
Tyler.
It's time for the three hit combo newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny.
All right. Eamon Kilbride, a British man, dies after dancing Gangnam Style.
Go on.
The 46-year-old Eamon Kilbride was performing the energetic dance made famous by Psy, the Korean pop star, at his office Christmas party over the weekend when he collapsed, had a heart attack, and died.
Gangnam Style.
He died Gangnam Style.
Oh, that's sad.
That is sad.
Poor guy. I think heart attacks are another fuck you from the human body. Cancer and heart attacks. Because you can just, like, you can be a healthy dude. Just have a fucking heart attack. Yeah.
You know what? I've always wanted to get this off my chest, and it's going to sound weird, like I like cancer or something. So don't.
All right. I'll try and interpret it.
But I hate when people say things like, fuck cancer and you kicked cancer's ass. Because cancer's not. You can't hurt cancer's feelings. You know? Cancer sucks. Yeah, I understand. Cancer sucks. I've lost family members to cancer. But, like, when you're trying to support someone with cancer, I don't understand why you just be like, fuck cancer.
Yeah.
It's like, relax, dude. You know, what are you going to make it sad? You know?
Positivity.
I would say more like, you know, if someone has cancer, be like, yeah, I'm here for you, buddy. You know, stay strong. Don't be like, fuck cancer. I hate cancer. Cancer's an asshole.
Yeah, positivity is way better.
Yeah, it's because it's just like, yeah, it's not a being you can hurt. You know, you can't hurt
that
cancer's
and
feelings.
When people are always like, beat cancer, I'm like, no, you didn't. It just went away. Cancer doesn't go away. That's the shitty thing. All right.
Yeah. So it's just like, fuck cancer is the biggest one because it just seems like a reason for people to be like, you could be sitting around with like your grandparents or something and you'd be like, fuck cancer. They'd be like, oh, Jimmy. It's like, what? You like cancer?
So it's a problem.
So that's just what I'm saying. A lot of people out there, when they talk about cancer, they talk about it in a way that they're trying to hurt cancer's feelings. Well, you can't do that.
Yeah. Cancer is your body, man.
So.
It's rogue cells.
Doesn't your dad work with like.
Yeah, the machines that fight cancer use radiation.
That's cool. Speaking of radiation, I found out that because of all the granite in New York's Grand Central Station, there's more radiation than what's allowable in a nuclear power plant.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
That's crazy. All right, in Spain, police arrested a Panamanian woman Wednesday this past week who landed in Barcelona from Bogota, Colombia because she had breast implants stuffed with cocaine.
Oh, that's clever.
The woman was taken to the police at Barcelona's El Prat Airport after her vague answers to questions about why she arrived from Bogota. Apparently, Spanish authorities, these are called hot flights coming in from Latin America because that's where a lot of drugs come from. Okay. So they question you when you get out, like, why the fuck are you here? Mm-hmm. Well, this lady obviously didn't think this through and was very shady with her answers. Like,
that's a clever thing, though, putting it in your implants. Yeah.
And so they took her to a hospital. Discovered fresh scars and bloodstained gauze on her.
Ooh.
And then eventually realized, like, look, we're going to have to take out these implants. And there was about 1.38 kilograms of cocaine in them. There's a picture if you want to look. There they are.
Jesus Christ.
You don't want that in your body.
What if one of the bags broke? It would get, like, all that cocaine would go into your system.
Yeah.
I'd be fucking scared.
Yeah, you'd be done.
You done goofed.
You done goofed.
Mi hostio.
All right. As you notice, we're getting closer and closer to Florida.
Yeah.
Now we're in North Carolina. A 22-year-old North Carolina man is facing shoplifting charges after he allegedly stole an inflatable sex doll of Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Officials in Spartanburg, South Carolina arrested Benjamin Green after an employee at the Spencer's Gifts report. Spencer's Gifts sells.
Yeah, dude, they sell blow up dolls.
Really?
There's a Snooki one I saw.
Wow. Yeah. A Snooki one.
Yeah, it was like $26.
You just bang a bag of Cheetos instead.
That's a good quote of the night there.
They reported seeing him take a blow up doll called the Miley doll from a shelf, remove it from the box, and hide it in his coat.
How did Spencer see that? Nobody at Spencer's cares.
Yeah, and you can't see anything at Spencer's because they have everything's fucking stacked at the ceiling.
I've known some people that just all they would do would steal from Spence. Actually, our former
host, our former co-host, may or may not know how to steal from Spencer's. there is a picture of the packaging for the Love Doll. It's called Finally Miley Love Doll with three achy love holes.
I like how they have to change the name of Miley, too.
Yeah.
So nobody knows it's supposed to be Miley Cyrus.
I was going to read the top of it, but I don't want to read it now. You want to read it? You want to read that part?
All right. Oh, my God.
I don't want to read it. Yeah, I don't really want to read it either.
Oh, Jesus Lord.
That's like that bestiality story like 2 weeks ago where I was like, Andy, oh, never mind. I'm done.
Oh, that's dark, man. Damn,
dude,
stomach.
Is that your stomach?
I think I got to poop.
Are you hungry?
No, dude. I came from a restaurant.
Okay. Well, what'd you eat?
I ate a Jazz.
What?
Jazz. It's Louisiana food.
God. You're on DEF CON 1, dude.
Yeah. But, like, I feel fine. It's just there's a gas.
I got gas.
Oh, jeez. No. Got some gas.
No, let's go to Florida.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of things you don't want in your body, like cocaine, do you remember O'Neill Morris?
Ooh. Rings a bell. All right, tell me.
Well, O'Neill Morris was the butt doctor.
Oh, okay.
Injecting Fix-A-Flat into people's behinds.
Jesus fucking Christ.
She was all over the news, all over Florida news. But yet, Samelia Hernandez did not see this story. Police say Hernandez injected a foreign substance into the behinds of women to give them the appearance of a bigger backside. She and her husband were arrested after police raided their homes. It seems Hernandez was brought down by unhappy customers. Surprise. Police raided the home this past week and found syringes, lidocaine, a blank prescription pad, and lists of clients and procedures. Two clients were also in the home at the time.
Oh, my God.
One said she had returned after her initial treatment to fill in some lumpy welts that she was left with. It's not clear exactly what substance was injected, but apparently it was banned in Colombia for causing cancer. Hernandez had substance shipped from Colombia by having it bottled and labeled as massage wax.
Holy fucking. Crap,
I don't understand that. Like, why would you go to some shady place to get stuff injected into you?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I want a bigger ass. Oh, yeah, fix a flat. Let's do that. And while you're at it, can you put some marbles in there or something?
When I sit down, I won't be able to roll really fast.
Yeah.
Marbles.
All right, that's this next story. I guess it's not that funny, but we need a low one to get us to the last Florida story before we do your thing.
All right.
In a last-ditch effort to save his marriage,
those are always great.
Once you get to the last-ditch effort, you're already too late.
Yeah.
It's like when, you know, when couples get back together like 8 times, it's like, really? Really? I mean, you're happy today, but having like 8 times, you don't see that maybe this isn't going to work out? This man apparently did not see that. Robert Ball of Pasco County, Florida, had a date with his wife at knife point.
What?
Ball invited his estranged wife over to the house and then forced her at knife point on a series of strange dates that involved shopping at Walmart, watching TV, and dinner at the Golden Corral.
Classy. Classy man.
Classy.
Walmart and Golden Corral. America.
Apparently, she came over, Janet Ball, his estranged wife, to talk about their relationship. She said she no longer loved him.
All right.
He brought out the knife, and they watched some TV. Then they went to Walmart. Then they went to Golden Corral, and then apparently they came back and watched more TV. Eventually, Janet's father got wary after he realized she hadn't called for hours and showed up at his house. The dad was able to get Janet out of the house, but as they drove away, Ball pointed a shotgun at them and eventually shot up into the air.
Jesus Christ. America.
Yeah, America. All right, so this is the story I was saving. A woman in Central Florida had something stolen from her, Andy. Could you guess?
Her teeth.
No, not her teeth. Something.
Her breast implants.
No.
Her virginity.
Just give me a second. Right. From her home. From her property. Something was stolen from her.
Dog.
Not a dog.
Inanimate object or living?
Inanimate object, I guess, outside of the home. One more guess. I'll give you one more.
Flamingo.
No, she had her driveway stolen.
What? Is there a picture?
There is a before picture. That was the driveway before.
Oh, shit. That's a decently big driveway.
Yeah, full of bricks. Well, a woman in Redick, Florida didn't even have to open the front door to realize she had been robbed. That's because her entire driveway was stolen. The victim arrived home around 6 p.m. on Tuesday and felt a large bump as she attempted to turn where her driveway had once been. She got out and realized it was gone. Apparently, neighbors didn't think anything of it because construction workers had recently built a barn on the property. So no one questioned why people were digging up bricks in her driveway. The suspects are described as a tall, heavyset black man in his 30s and a 5'3 white man. So picture just the opposite. And those are your two suspects.
All right, this is bad that I thought about this because you said black man, but I guess there's a black man that's going around in the neighborhood adjacent from mine, and I guess he just goes up to the door, rings it, and goes, "Hey, I just got out of jail. Give me money." And if you don't, if you say no, he just walks away.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So whenever the doorbell rings, my mom's like, "Derek, go answer the door." Andy, go answer the door if it's a black man.
Do you have a peephole that you can look through?
No, but our fucking blinds on the side of the doors are always open, so I can't like fake that I'm not there, because if I walk past it to see who it is,
you should just close the blinds until it blows over.
Yeah, but I just thought that was funny. I'm like, what the fuck? He just walks up.
I just got out of jail. Give me money. No. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Andy. The 40 most insane things that happened in Florida in 2012. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. We're going to do 10 of them, right? 10? Right.
Yeah, we'll do 10. Do
10.
This is running.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do 10. Okay. A guy robbed a store with a pair of shorts on his head.
Florida.
Yeah. A guy adopted his girlfriend.
Read more of that headline, because I like did this on the fly, so I didn't get to read that headline.
John Goodman, Polo Club founder, adopted his longtime adult girlfriend as his legal daughter in what plaintiff's attorneys are calling an attempt to shield assets from a civil suit filed by the parents of his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. I thought it was maybe some sick fucking...
Busch Gardens allowed visitors to play tug-of-war with a tiger.
Which, that I think that'd be cool.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
Two men, Jacob Provo and Joshua Anderson, killed their neighbor's pet turkey. Apparently, God told a woman to drive 100 miles an hour.
That's great.
A 52-year-old woman rode a manatee and was later arrested.
Ah, oh, dude, that would be so fucking sweet.
A mystery monkey was caught. The Hulk Hogan sex tape happened. That's funny, by the way.
I was just thinking about that. I was like, I kind of want to see that.
You don't. There's not really much to it, but he constantly talks about how he ate like a pig before it. He's like, oh, I can't believe I'm sitting here with you after I ate like a pig. I feel like a pig. A giant mystery eyeball washed up on a beach.
I remember that story a long time ago.
A Fox News obsessed man stabbed his wife because she didn't like Fox News.
Republican.
And a Golden Gate man was arrested for shitting his pants.
Florida.
How much time do we have? You want to get through all this? Because we're going through pretty fast.
What time? What are we at?
We have 47 minutes.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah. A dude got a DUI with a squirrel in his shirt.
Didn't we talk about that?
I don't think so.
Then we talked about something with a squirrel.
Maybe. A little girl got electrocuted and died from playing mini golf. Holy shit. A restaurant thought it was okay to have an item on its menu called the Wetback Willie.
Really? Really?
I don't know what gets into people.
Yeah.
Giant Gambian pouched rats infiltrated the Florida Keys.
Yeah! Those things are fucking huge.
There was a huge fight over harmonicas that ended in a stabbing. A woman called the cops because she didn't know where to pee in the woods.
Oh, I think we talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah.
We might have. Young people drank hand sanitizer.
I don't fucking get that. Yeah. That reminded me. Do you remember toothpasting?
No. I don't.
I vaguely, it was after we were out of high school.
Okay.
And I'm shaking my wad about you for no reason. But I guess you would rub like this certain kind of certain kind of whitening toothpaste on your nipples, and you were supposed to get like really fucking high off of it.
What?
Yeah. I watched a video where it was like some 12-year-old boy. He's like, "Well, if you," and he had like the voice mask and like blur. He's like, "If you rub the toothpaste on your nipples, you'll get really high in about 30 minutes." And it was just like him rubbing nipples. And I'm in my head, I'm like, "Is he fucking trolling me, or is this real? Like, I see her watching somebody rub toothpaste on their nipples on YouTube. This is fucked up.
Oh. That's going to be the opening clip. A man got a DUI on his lawnmower.
That's fucking awesome.
A guy
That's...
died from eating roaches.
Was it like Fear Factor?
It was a roach eating contest. You know, they have those.
All right.
An old man allowed his grandson, who's 10 years old, to get a tattoo.
I think I remember reading about that,
too. We talked about this last week. A man drove with a sign in his head.
That's bananas.
Bogus dentist accused of kissing the butt of a woman with a toothache.
Kissing the butt?
Yeah.
Was he, like, knocked out? Was she knocked out and he just, like...
Let me take a look. 47-year-old man has been accused of posing as a dentist and treating a woman for a toothache and then kissing her buttocks after administering an injection. So I don't think she was out.
Great.
Mother and daughter become a porn couple.
That was actually kind of big news. Like, I saw it on CNN.
Mm-hmm. 346-pound man punches a Domino's guy for forgetting his garlic knots.
Yeah, that would happen. On a random note, the mom and daughter are pretty hot, actually.
Yeah. I got a picture. Yeah. A fish attacked a teacher.
A fish?
Yep. A Naples high school teacher suffered minor injuries after an airborne assault by a fish. Deputies say the fish likely had an accomplice. Below, read the way. The fish jumped out of the tank.
All right.
Jack me off mud arrested in Fort Lauderdale. We talked about this one.
Yes.
A goat broke a world record. For skateboarding by a goat.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah, cool.
Christopher Phillips attacks moms for using his taco sauce.
Yes!
We talked about this
yes!
one. Yeah. Oh, man. A man attacked three women with... Oh, we talked about this, I think.
There's a bunch of these on here.
A man attacked three women with a sword and a sandwich.
Yeah.
A woman attacked a man with ice cream.
There's so many assault stories, man.
Oh, we talked about this one, too. Oh, I love seeing these stories come up. Mom bites daughter who tried to turn off Rihanna CD.
Yep. God damn.
Florida swingers orgy went horribly wrong when a jealous couple lost their cool and proceeded to assault each other.
That'd be so shitty because you're all naked.
Oh, I remember the story, and I didn't do it. I didn't do it because I didn't want to do it, but... yeah, a man who was a puppeteer wanted to cook and eat youngins.
Oh, Bundy there.
Yeah, 50,000 bees worry an Orlando neighborhood.
That'd be so fucking scary.
Wild raccoons invade Wild raccoons invade a school and pee on a student. Ninja robber terrorized the state.
I remember the ninja robber.
A man chewed on some guy's arm while on bath salts. Right. Another man chewed on their face.
Yep.
Remember that one? That was the big story.
Dude, that was so fucking gross, the aftermath
picture.
Oh,
my God.
Oh.
And a woman got her butthole tattooed. We talked about that one. I remember that. That was the woman that said, like, oh, I had a bad childhood, so I get a free pass for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Dude, Florida.
So...
That's like the family member that comes to the party that you're just like, God fucking.
Oh, you're still here?
Yeah. Oh, God, go away.
So, Andy, that will do it for What the Florida News and the podcast.
Woo!
Remember, go to Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, search 3Hit Combo Podcast. You will find us. GPXGaming.net. Email us at 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com. So, you know, get on that.
Yeah. Google us.
Yep. So for Andy, this is Matt signing out. Thank you.